As journalism increasingly moves online, the laws that have historically covered and governed that profession have not kept pace. As a result, says San Francisco media lawyer Simon Frankel, there is a large disconnect between what goes on in the digital realm and how the law applies there, particularly with regard to personal privacy.
The main statutes that are used to control and regulate online privacy were enacted in the 1980s and were really enacted to deal with wiretap issues. Some of them were enacted in the aftermath of Watergate. So you have this real time lag in what legislatures are doing, particularly at the federal level, and what's going on in people's daily lives.
When it comes to intellectual property and copyright issues online, the most recent prevailing law is the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, enacted back in 1998. Used primarily as an anti-piracy enforcement tool by the recording industry, Frankel says it also offers copyright holders some small leverage against websites that republish protected material without permission.
If you are a copyright holder and your works appear online without authorization, you can write to the host of that material and tell them that the material infringes your copyright. And if the host of the material takes down what you've identified, expeditiously, courts have said a few days is expeditious, they are immune from monetary damages for having your material up.
Beyond that, enforcement is difficult and expensive, even when copyrights have been clearly established, which also requires going through an awkward and costly process. And the potential for viral redistribution of just about anything published on the web has further complicated the concept of fair use, when a secondary author may freely use a small part of a pre-existing work, as is often done in reviews, scholarly texts, or satires. Frankel says knowing when fair use could be applied now is virtually impossible.
A lot of online uses will be fair uses, people using snippets of articles, pieces of photographs. But a lot of people will always disagree about whether specific uses are fair uses. So it gives some leeway for people online to use copyrighted works without fear of liability. But because it is a very fact-specific determination, it's not something that people can rely on with certainty ahead of time, knowing that if they borrow someone else's work, they won't be liable.
The laws regarding libel and defamation, however, remain comparatively clear and straightforward. But Frankel cautions that bloggers, reporters, and other writers cannot assume they are protected by their online hosts or publishers.
A blogger is just as subject to a potential defamation suit as a newspaper writer, although there may be certain different rules that apply. And a good example is that if people post on a website language that is defamatory about a person, the website is probably not going to be liable because there are certain protections that Congress has enacted for the website, unless the website's actually involved in selecting what material is posted.
In each of these areas, Frankel suggests, new legislation is needed to clarify and adjudicate these issues that become complicated in new ways as they move online. But accomplishing that involves overcoming some major challenges, not the least of which is a generational gap between the lawmakers and the online user population. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.